In our shul, as in many shuls, we have a partition which separates the Baal Koreh from the Ola for health reasons, because of COVID. And the question is, can you open it up on Shabbos? It's a kind of screen, and can you unravel it, to open it up on Shabbos and then close it up after it's done? Or do you have to open it up and set it up before Shabbos? So this is an issue of creating a mechitza on Shabbos. Are you allowed to create a mechitza on Shabbos? So the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chof Hayamud Beis, says that Rabbi Bar Chana says the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Modim Shemin Osim Oel Arayv Atchila B'Yom Tov Ein Tzarech Lomar B'Shabbos. Everyone agrees that you cannot make a temporary ohel, temporary tent, on Shabbos. And Rashi there points out that this only applies to a gag, to a roof. Aval mechitza lav ohel hu. But a mechitza, a wall, is not considered an ohel, and you vishar lepor salitzdios, you are allowed to spread it out, let's say, for modesty reasons. And he gives an example in the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph. And however, if, let's say, there's an apakaka chalom de masnisim, Rashi said, let's say there's an opening of a window of a mishnah where you place a wall to cover the opening, Mishum de binyan kavua hu mechse kamosav al binyan. If that's a permanent structure, if you put in a mechitza with a desire that it should be permanent, so then that gives off the appearance of mosif al binyan, like you're adding on to a structure. So there's a difference whether the creation of the mechitza is temporary or whether it's permanent. And the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Siman Shin Tesvav Sif Aleph states that you're not allowed to create in Ohel Arai, a temporary tent on Shabbos. That's only a gag, that's only a tent, a roof of a mechitzos mutter, but you're allowed to create a temporary mechitza. So that would mean that we would be allowed to open up the partition that separates between the Ola and the Baal Koreh on Shabbos. You can open up and close it when it's done. Just want to point out that not all mechitzos are, not all temporary mechitzas are permitted. Shulchan Aruch continues and writes that ein mechitza asura elim kein nasis lahatir sukkah lahatir tiltul. So if it's a mechitza hamateras, if it's a mechitza that allows you to do something, that creates a new halachic reality that permits you to do something, then that is considered binyan, that's considered building. So for example, let's say you have two walls and it's sukkahs and you want to add another wall, you want to build another wall, you want to put up another wall temporarily, you know, not for a long time, you want to eat in the sukkah, you put up this third wall temporarily, that would not be allowed because that's a mechitza hamateres that creates a kosher sukkah. And therefore, that is considered binyan, that's considered building. If you just put up a wall to create, let's say, for modesty reasons, the Mishnah Berurah writes, let's say there's a drasha, and you want to have men on one side, women on another side, so you put up a mechitza between the men and the women for a drasha, so that would be allowed. However, if you would put up a mechitza, if you would unroll a mechitza to have separate men and women for davening, then that would be a problem. Shmir Shabbos Kochasa writes this explicitly, in Perek Chav Dalet, Siman Lamed Dalet and Lamed Hey, where the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa discusses this, that if you have a mechitza that rolls out, let's say it's rolled up, and unless it's rolled out a tefach before Shabbos, once something's rolled out a tefach before Shabbos, say 3.5 inches, so then you could be mosif, you can add on to a permanent mechitza. You could be mosif on an ohel arayin, a temporary ohel. So if this mechitza, to say between men and women, it is completely just it's rolled up. So then you would not be allowed to unroll it on Shabbos because that creates a new halachic reality to allow davening between men and women. If, for example, you have a mechitza, a full structured mechitza, and you're just moving it to a different location on Shabbos, that's not a problem. But to create a mechitza materas, to create a mechitza which permits, which creates a new halachic reality, that would be forbidden. But just to unroll a mechitza for health precautions to set between the Ola and the Baal Koreh shouldn't be a halachic problem on Shabbos.